sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Guestwine Motors, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to Raymond, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports for our second game between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the McRae Wolverines. McRae took the first game 7-1, and we're just underway here in game two. McKaylee Wente started out the game with a base hit to right field. She's on second base. Olivia Haas came up next and then grounded out to the third baseman, and that advanced Wente to second. Here's Haley Anderson batting, and she hits a pop-up to the pitcher, Shuffman, and she makes the catch for out number two here in the top of the first inning. Blackjacks, I was talking to Coach Kelly Wente between games here. Blackjacks had base runners on just about every inning. In scoring position, just couldn't get runners across in that game one loss to McRae. Here's Heslin, a pop up to Rant at short, and Rant makes the catch for out number three. So that was a quick top of the first inning there for Dawson Boyd. No runs on one hit. That was by McKaylee Wente, and no errors, and they leave Wente at second base. We'll go to the bottom of the first. McRae coming to bat. They're the home team here in game two. And we'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Minnesota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Raymond. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. And the McRae Wolverines batting here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. They're going to send up Lizzie Coonan, Gabby Rant, and Tate Nokelby, the first three batters to face Allie Essling. Allie does most of the pitching along with Olivia Haas for Dawson Boyd, and Allie's in the circle. McRae, as I mentioned, won the first game 7-1. They pounded out eight hits in the game. Beautiful Monday evening here. A number of people here in the softball complex. There's a baseball game. McRae Wolverines playing a baseball game next door here, and a number of people out golfing on the golf course here in Raymond, and the blue skies, Didn't start out that way this morning in our Q92 listening area with a lot of damaging hail in our Q92 listening area and rain. As I was driving over here, you could see over Prinsburg and Wilmer, there's a huge thunder cloud that was moving towards Litchfield, and it dropped a little bit of rain here in Raymond. But it's all blue sky now. All right, here we go. Lizzie Coonan, number 15, playing third base, facing Allie Essling. We're in game two, bottom of the first inning. There's a strike called to Coonan, who named Lizzie the Neonito Subway Player of the Game in game number one, mainly because of her defense. She had so many putouts at third base. She caused a double play to happen. And she got the big hit in the game, a two RBI double in the second inning. There's a chopper foul down third base. Okay, Dahl at first base. Wente at second. Wente at short. And Jorgensen at third. Looks like Haas is out in center field. Called strike three. What a pitch by Allie Essling. Allie Essling opens up the game here, striking out a very good player in Coonan on a blazing fastball. Here's Gabby Rant. Gabby also played well in game one. She squares around the bunt, bunts it foul for strike one. Haley Anderson playing left, Olivia Haas in center, and Avery Peterson in right, it looks like. Behind the... Here's the pitch. She golfs at that one. Hits a deep left field all the way to the fence. Gabby Rant on her way with a stand-up double. A stand-up double by Gabby Rant. That was a golf swing. She went down low on that one. Here's number one, Tate Nokelby, the catcher. So Rant at second base, one out. And a pitch swung on, foul back by the behind home plate. And Allie Essling. Wente behind the plate, Madeline. Oh, pitches. Gets behind the catcher, and Gabby Rant will go to third base on the pitch. So McCray with a runner on third base. Nokelby at the plate. Allie Essling, the right-hander, delivers, scores around the bunt, bunts at it, missed it for a strike. Nokelby, a kind of a bunt swing there. Full count to Nokelby. And the windup in the pitch. Ground ball right back to Essling. She bobbled it and throws to first, and they get her in time, but a run comes to score. Nokelby gets the RBI. Hard hit ball right back to Essling, the pitcher. Allie bobbled it, dropped it, and then picked it up and then threw to first for the out. But a run comes in. Here's number 19. Not just pops it up. First base, Kate Dahl makes the catch for out number two. F3 to Dahl. And that was the third out, excuse me. That was the third out, my mistake. So the Blackjacks will come to bat here in the top of the second with McCray leading 1-0. We'll be right back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your Telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson. Also brought to you by the United Prairie Agency. Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on? The United Prairie Agency agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top flight service. The United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Schimmel Mutual Fire Insurance Company. At Schimmel Mutual Fire Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Schimmel Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member, at 320-289-2388 today.
All right, Madison Peterson batting for Dawson Boyd here in the top of the second inning. McCray leading 1-0. Swing and a miss by Madison Peterson for strike one. 1-1. Madison's the designated hitter in game number 2 here. In Raymond this afternoon, beautiful day. Sitting out in my shirt sleeve. There's a swing and foul back by Madison. Madison really did well at the plate in game 1 for Dawson Boyd. She went 2-for-3 at the plate. As I mentioned, Blackjacks hit the ball well. And a number of runners. That's a well hit ball. Way back. Hits the fence. Madison's on her way to second, and she is out. Oh, my. Madison thrown out. It was a close play at second. 7-4 put out. The left fielder out there, Mendoza, threw a bullet to second and got Madison sliding in to second base. But, boy, that was well. Hey, I thought that was going to be a home run. That was when it left her bat. I said, that thing's gone. And it hit the fence on the fly. Just escaping a home run there for Madison Peterson off Schuffman. Here's Kate Dahl with a base hit right center field for Kate Dahl. Then she's going to stay at first base. So Kate Dahl gets a single to right center on the first pitch there. And here's Taylin Jorgensen. Well, that was a well-hit ball by Peterson. But you got to give credit to Mendoza, the McCray left fielder. I mean, there's a golf swing by Jorgensen, pops it up right field. Right fielder comes in, makes the catch. And Kate got to quickly get back to first. Ooh, that was could have been a double play there. Two outs here in the top of the second. And here's number 9, McKaylee Wente. Wente batting, hits one, hits the glove of the catcher, and it's way out to center field. The center fielder hauls it in for the third out. Boy, Wente swung the bat. You could hear it hit the catcher's mitt. And she still got enough on it to drive it deep to center field, but the center fielder out there, Colby, making the catch off Wente's bat for out number 3. Blackjacks, no runs on one hit. No errors, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second. McCray leading, Dawson Boyd, 1-0. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
All right, welcome back to Raymond, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. 1-0, McCray leading here in game 2. Allie Hessling in the circle for Dawson Boyd. We're in the top or bottom of the second. Greta Meyer and Jasmine Colby, the first two batters for McCray. And the pitch is two balls and one strike here to Greta Meyer. And the pitch by Esslin is high for ball three. 3-1 to Meyer, the second baseman. McCray got an RBI by Nokabe, knocking in Rant. And there's ball four. So the leadoff batter from McCray gets on. And here's number five, the center fielder, Jasmine Colby, batting. Runner on first, that's Meyer. Here's the pitch, and it's high for a ball. Colby in the first game started out in right field, but Pieper got injured. And there's a bunt right in front of home plate, picks it up, throws to first, and it goes off Kate Dahl's glove, and the runners will be safe on the corners. Colby swung at the ball, just a little dribbler in front of first base. And the catcher threw down to first and just glanced off Kate's glove out in the right field. So here's number 17, Domeyer. Swings at that one, fouls it to the first base box. Layla Owen Domeyer. Here's the pitch from Esslin. Strike right down the middle. Runners on first and third for McCray. Domeyer's the designated player. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. First or second strikeout of the game for Allison Esslin. And here's number six, the right fielder, Addison Peterson. Pitches a strike. There goes a runner down the second. No throw. So now two runners in scoring position for Peterson. Here's a pitch from Alec. Swung on and fall back. Tipped it for strike two. Mendoza on deck. A left fielder who threw a strike to get Peterson out going, trying to make a double. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Gets by the catcher. Here comes a run, and they're going to tag her out at the plate. Nice job by the Blackjacks. Meyer's thrown out at the plate on the wild pitch. And there's one out. And the runner on third now. And the pitch, you just missed. Allie Esslin pitching to Addison Peterson. Nice job by the catcher. There's a chopper, foul ball. So, Allie Esslin with one out, or two outs, excuse me. There's two outs here in the inning. McCray leading 1-0. We're in the bottom of the second. Peterson at the plate. Two strikes on her. Here's the pitch. And that's high for ball three. We've got a full count. Colby's at third base for McCray. Blackjacks and the Wolverines here on this Monday night here in Raymond. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. Nice pitch there by Allie Esslin. She strikes out Domeyer and Peterson to end the inning. For McCray, no runs, no hits, one Blackjack error, and one left on base. Hey, we're going to go to the top of the third inning. The Blackjacks down 1-0. You're listening to Blackjack Softball right here on Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900. It's also brought to you by T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, offering bedroom sets, custom-made mirrors, tables, and chairs, a great selection of electric fireplaces. T&D Barnwood Rustics can create that warm, unique place you're looking for. Open Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 10 a.m. till 5, and Saturdays from 10 till 3. And by appointment by calling 605-695-1246. T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
1-0, McCray leading Dawson Boyd here in Raymond tonight. Game number 2, McCray won the first game 7-1. Blackjack's going to set up their 9-1-2 batters to start the inning. And the McCray's Schuffman in the circle. She pitched the whole game in game 1. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss by number 16, Avery Peterson. Peterson's out in right field. Schuffman's pitch. Here's a shot to right field. Base hit. And the right fielder throws it to first. Oh, not in time. He almost threw Avery out from right field. Base hit for Avery Peterson. And now the top of the order, number 19, McKaylee Wente. Left-handed batter. Wente got a base hit to start the game. She hits that one. Coonan makes the catch. Throws the third. Oh, the first baseman can't make the catch. And Peterson gets back. So Wente, line drive to third base for the first out. Here's Olivia Haas batting, and the pitch. She squares around the bunt. There goes the runner. Here's the throw to second, and she is out of there. Wente, or Peterson, is thrown out trying to steal second base. And what a nice job by the McCray catcher. Man, she threw that on a dime. That's Nokelby. Here's Olivia Haas at the plate now with two outs. Catcher did a great job there for the Wolverines. Throwing Avery Peterson out trying to steal second. Schuffman pitching to Olivia Haas, who grounded out to Coonan at third. And there's ball 4 to Olivia. So the Blackjacks have a base runner. And here's Haley Anderson. Looks down to Coach Kelly Wente. Schuffman in control here. And here's a shot right to the first baseman. Oh, she doesn't make the catch. And everybody's going to be safe. Now they throw to second, and Olivia Haas gets back. Base hit there for Haley Anderson. She hit it to first base. The first baseman notches dove for the ball and just didn't make the catch, but kept the ball in front of her, and then there was no play there. So Olivia Haas on second, Anderson on first. Here's Allie Essling, the pitcher. And she swings at that one, pops it up over my head here. I'm actually broadcasting. I got a small table here right by the Dawson Boyd Blackjack bench down the third base side. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. McCray leading 1-0. Essling hits that one, and it's going to sneak through there out in the outfield, and they're going to send her home. Here's the play at the plate, and Olivia's out for the third out. What a throw from center field by Colby, and the catcher hangs on. Olivia made a nice slide, and Haas out at third. Olivia thrown out at home, excuse me, on a very close play. So for the Blackjacks there, no runs on two hits, no errors, and one left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the third. McCray coming to bat. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC. By A&B Auto, your Napa parts store located downtown Dawson. All the right parts in all the right places. Owned and operated by Terry and Connie Anderson.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
All right, McCray leading 1-0 as they're batting in the bottom of the third inning. Allie Hessling in the circle. I was going to say on the mound, but in softball there's no mound. It's a circle. And batting is Mendoza, and she scores around a bunt and bunts it foul. Rena? Mendoza. Two strikes on her. And the pitch is high for a ball. 1-2 to Mendoza. That'll be the top of the order for the Wolverines here in the bottom of the third. Next pitch, ball two, high. Hallie Hessling with three strikeouts in the game so far. Wearing the face mask, and she's still got the shades on. There's called strike three. That's strikeout number four for Allie Hessling. And here's number 15, Lizzie Coonan. Allie struck her out to start the game. And she hits that one high, pop up. This one's in trouble, shallow right field. And Avery Peterson can't get there. Coonan's trying for second, and she slides in second base safely with the double. That was hitting no man's land between Peterson and Olivia Haas out there in center field. Here's Gabby Rant. That's the second hit of the game for McCray. Gabby Rant has the other hit. Rant at the plate and the pitch. And it gets by the catcher, Wente, and going to third base is Coonan on the pass ball there. So McCray with a runner in scoring position. Gabby Rant at the plate for the McCray Wolverines. Allie squared around the bunt, and Rant bunts it foul. One ball, two strikes to Gabby Rant. Noak will be on deck for the Wolverines. We're in the bottom of the third inning. The Wolverines leading 1-0, but they're threatening here. Next pitch, oh, it's golf to center field, and Olivia Dysport can't make the catch, goes all the way to the center field fence. Coonan comes in, Rant's coming away, and she is going to be sent home, and it's an inside the park home run for Gabby Rant. And listen to the Wolverine players in the dugout. 3-0, McCray. It was well hit. The center, Olivia, took a couple quick steps in and dove for the ball. Didn't touch it. And here's a pop-up. Noak will be in foul territory. Kate Dahl can't make the catch. From my vantage point, this is like the third time it's happened here. It looks like when it leaves their bat, it's going to be a home run. I'm not sure what the dimensions are here in the in Raymond. And Nokobe hits that one high in the center field. And that's going to drop in there between right center field. So three hits in a row here to right center field. That was by Tate Nokobe, the catcher. Now here's Olivia Notches. And a pass ball there, and the runner moves up. Nokobe goes down to second base. One out. That was the first batter, Mendoza. There's a ground ball. Oh, out in the right field. Base hit. Nokobe's coming around third. They're going to send her. Here's the play to the plate. She's, oh, safe. Wente dropped the ball. Nokobe scores. They had her out clean. And Wente just dropped the ball. Otherwise, she would have been out. So Natchez gets an RBI. She's sitting on second base. Kelly Wente, the coach for Dawson Boyd, calls a timeout. And it's 4-0 McCray with one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Just some well-hit balls by Coonan, Rant, and Nokobe. Got to give credit to Olivia Haas out there in center field. I mean, she had a dive for the ball. I mean, she was close to making the catch, but didn't get there quite in time, and will roll all the way to the center field fence off Rant's path. All right, Coach Kelly Wente's back in the dugout here. Here's Greta Meyer. Pass ball, and the runner goes, not just goes to third on the pass ball. Meyer walked, and then she was thrown out at home. Essling delivers. There's a strike call. One ball, one strike to McCray's Greta Meyer. Number 14, she plays second base. Essling winds up, and the pitch is high. Gets away from Wente, but the runner, Natchez, will stay at third base. A lot of people in lawn chairs here in Raymond tonight, enjoying the nice weather, and in their lawn chairs down the first baseline. Must be 40-50 people in their cars as well. Here's Esling's pitch. And a ground ball to Kate Dahl at first. Kate fields the ball, runs to first for the second out, but another run comes in. Natchez scores from third base. An assisted put out there by Kate Dahl for the second out. Here's Jasmine Colby, reached on air in the second inning. Pitches down in the dirt. Nobody on base now for McCray. Now they lead 5-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Their big inning last first game was in the second when they scored four. Allie Essling in the circle for Dawson Boyd, pitching to Jasmine Colby, and the pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes to Colby. Blackjack's trying to get this third out. Here's the pitch. It's way high. Allison is cruising along the first two innings here. Count. Swing and ooze. She swung at that one. I'm not sure if it was 3-0. I thought it was. Colby gets back in the batter's box. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for ball four. So that brings up Layla Owen Dohmeyer, the designated player. Allie Essling struck her out in the second inning. 5-0 McCray here in the third. Allie pitch to Dohmeyer, and that's high and away. Blackjacks need one more out to get into the back into the dugout. There's a pop-up, and a shortstop makes the catch for the out. The shortstop now in the inning. The inning ends there, and a new score now, 5-0. Blackjacks will bat here in the top of the fourth inning. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by the Dawson Co-op Credit Union, with two convenient locations located downtown Dawson and Main Street Boyd. Stop in and find out what they have to offer. Each account insured up to $250,000 by the NCUA. By Federated Telephone Company. Call Federated today at 1-800-374-7133 or check them out on the web at www.fedtel.net. By Great Plains Natural Gas Company, providing safe, reliable natural gas service, appliance inspection and repair, heating and air conditioning installation and repair, medical monitoring service, and 10-month free financing to help make your life easier. One word may not be enough, but one phone call is. Call 1-888-577-5029. Great Plains can help.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
All right, we're back. 5-0. McCray leading Dawson Boyd here in the fourth. Top of the fourth. And the Blackjacks going to send up number 10, Madison Peterson, then Kate Dahl and Taylan Jorgensen. Well, the McRae Wolverines put up 4 runs there last inning. Let's see if the Blackjacks can answer it back. Last at-bat, Madison hit a well-hit ball. Left field hit the fence, actually. Swing and a miss. Big cut there by Madison. And then Mendoza out there played it off the fence on the fly. And Madison trying to get into second base. Mendoza just threw a bullet. Hard hit ball to second. Feel it throw the first for the out. The second baseman, Greta Meyer, knocked it down. Boy, Madison Peterson, she swings a hard bat. Hard hit ball. Every time she hits the ball, it's hard. Here's Kate Dahl. One out. Kate swings at that one and misses for strike one. Kate got a base hit to right field in the second inning. Well, I'm sitting in shade now. I lost my sun. The sun is setting behind me here. Got a grove of trees. There's a strike two called. Home plate umpire Clint Schiller, umping behind home plate. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. Out number two here in the fourth. Brings up Taylan Jorgensen, number 21. Day plays third base. Boy, what a nice job the pitcher is doing again, Hadley Schaffman. And there's a changeup and a swing and foul back for strike one. We'll have baseball for you this coming Thursday when it's supposed to be in the high 80s and dew points in the 60s on Thursday. I'll be in Madison at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. There's a drive to second base, and Meyer fields it again and throws to first for the third out. So no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Blackjacks. We're going to go to the bottom of the fourth. McRae leading 5-1. We'll be back after this.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
All right, welcome back to Raymond, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. McRae leading 5-0, and a little equipment problem here with the Blackjack catcher, Wente. I was mentioning I'm going to be doing baseball on Thursday from Madison Memorial Baseball Field. It's going to be a huge game in the Camden Conference. KMS will be coming to Madison on Thursday, 5 o'clock start. And KMS currently ranked number 3 in Class A and probably one of the best pitchers in the state of Minnesota. Alex Call probably is going to go against Avery Whitnable, who threw a perfect game last week for Lockport Valley. So if you want to see a pitching duel, I'm not saying Alex Call is pitching. I'm not really sure who is, but I would guess they would throw him against the Eagles. Speaking of Lockport baseball, they were supposed to go to Prinsburg today, but Prinsburg's field was too wet. So Central Minnesota Christian came to Madison to take on the Eagles tonight. Madison Field, probably one of the better fields for drainage and getting ready to play. Had a little delay there because Wente, catcher's helmet was broke, so they had to fix that. So here we go. 8-9-1 batters for McCray here in the bottom of the fourth. They lead 5-0. First pitch popped up to third. Jorgensen hauls it in off the bat of Domeyer. That was Peterson off the bat of Peterson. And here's Mendoza, another pop up to Jorgensen at third, and Talen is busy at third base. Two pitches by Allie Essling, and we have two outs just like that. Here's Lizzie Coonan, the top of the order now for McCray. Oh, swing and a foul back. Ooh, that caught Wente, the catcher for Dawson Boyd, right in the chest protector, maybe in the throat. Ooh, caught her in the throat a little bit. And it looks like she's going to be okay. That had a sting. Here's the pitch. Ground ball by Coonan. Oh, nice stop by Essling. From her knees, throws the first for the out. What a play by Allie Essling, the blackjack pitcher. Fielding the ball on her knees and then throwing the doll for the third out. So that was probably 6-7 pitches at max there for Allie Essling. So that ends the fourth inning. The Blackjacks coming to bat here in the top of the fifth, and they're down 5-0. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Blackjack Softball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Going on vacation and can't take your pet? Pleasant Valley Kennels of Rural Ortonville is for you. Steve and Bobby Oak's family boarding facility that takes cats, dogs, birds, and other special pets. Separate areas for dogs and cat. Call 320-273-2421.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minneota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minneota.
Welcome back, everybody, to Raymond for Camden Conference Softball. Blackjacks batting here in the top of the fifth inning. They're down 5-0 to the McCray Wolverines in game one. Wolverines won by a score of 7-1. Well, the Blackjacks going to send up their 8-9-1 batters, Matlin Wente, Avery Peterson, and McKaylee Wente. First three batters, and maybe more, for Dawson Boyd. What a nice job by Blackjacks pitcher, Allie Essling, in the last inning. Just 6-7 pitches, and they got three outs. Here's the first pitch to Madlin, and it's high for a ball. Getting a little cooler now. It was warmer here. I'm glad I brought my coat with. Still in short sleeves. Pitches, ground ball. Hit the third base. Coonan throws the first, and they get her. What a play by the first baseman for McCray, Olivia Notches. Coonan fielded the ball at third, threw it low to Notches, and then she dropped the ball, and then she picked it up with her bare hand and touched the base with it to get Wente out. Here's Avery Peterson. Swing and a miss by Peterson. I tell you, this Coonan girl at third, she probably had six putouts. She was the Neon Needles player of the game in game one. She had just phenomenal at third base. There's a ball to Avery. Avery got a base hit to right field, and her only at bat in the game. And the pitcher, Shuffman, swing and a miss. Her strike two. One ball, two strikes. There's one out here in the top of the fifth. Peterson set to take the next pitch. And that's high for a ball. Blackjacks had eight hits in the first game. They had runners on bases just about every inning. Boy, they just couldn't get the hit at the right time. And here's a swing and a miss, or did she get a piece of it? And they throw it down. That's a strikeout for Schaffman. Excuse me. Here's the top of the order for the Blackjacks. McKaylee Wente. Wente got a base hit in the first inning, then flied out to Kunin in the third. Schaffman in her windup, and the pitch is high for ball. Paul Ramel here in Raymond tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92 for Camden Conference softball. Hard to believe it's May, and we're going to be probably starting section in a couple weeks. Pitches high to Wente. Schaffman, she pitched the whole first game for McCray, continuing on here in the circle for the Wolverines in game two. Here's the pitch to Wente. She slaps it. Oh, right to the shortstop. Gabby Rant with another spectacular catch there for McCray at short. She's been phenomenal at shortstop. That's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Blackjacks. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. McCray leading 5-0. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
All right, Paul Ramel back here in Raymond for Camden Conference softball. And the Allie Essling continuing their warm-up pitches here as we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. McCray leading by a score of 5-0 over the Blackjacks. Allie did a phenomenal job last inning getting the Wolverines to go down 1-2-3. And we'll see what happens here. Gabby Rant will start it out. Gabby's been on base both tie at bats and come around to score twice. She almost hit a home run last inning. And she is a terror at the plate. Here's Essling's pitch to Gabby, and it's high for a ball. Outstanding athlete for the Wolverines. Really enjoyed watching Gabby play basketball. And swing and a miss. Big cut there by Rant. First batter here in the bottom of the fifth. Boy, the temperature seems to be dropping drastically. It's getting cool out now as I'm in the shade. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes to Gabby. Allie Essling bringing the heat. Not that time. That's a changeup, and it's high. It missed. She was throwing the changeup there. Really slowed the pitch down. Next pitch, fastball, missed. Ball three. Full count to Gabby Rant. McCray leading 5-0. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Swing and foul back. For count remains three, full count. Allie Essling looks into the Dawson dugout where Coach Kelly Wente is. A battle here between Rant and Essling. And the next pitch high for ball four. So Rant has been on base every at bat. Here's Nokelby. Kate Nokelby got a base hit, came around to score. She hit it to right center. She squares around the bunt. It's a beautiful bunt. Down third base, throws the first. She's safe. Nobody's covering third. Rant goes the third. Nokelby beat the throw. Beautiful bunt down the third baseline. And on the bunt, good base running by McCray. Gabby Rant went from first to third. So base hit. And a walk has put the Wolverines on the corners. Here's Notches, Olivia, the first baseman batting. Pitch is down low, gets away from Wente. And down the second base goes Nokelby. So runners on first and second. McCray bench making some noise over there in the first base dugout. Number 19, Olivia Notches at the plate. Two balls, no strikes. Hessling's pitch. Strike called by umpire Schiller. Well, a hit will probably score two here. Pitch is strike two called. Nice pitch by Hessling. She brings it. Here's the next pitch. And a ground ball hit the doll at first. Steps on first, throws the home. And Rant runs into Wente, and a run scores. Rant scores on the play. Notches is thrown out as an unassisted play by Kate Dahl at first base. For the first out, Nokelby goes to third. And it's going to bring up Greta Meyer. So it's 6-0 here in the fifth. Greta Meyer batting. She had an RBI her last at bat. Swing and a miss. Her strike one. Runner on third base, that's Nokelby. The hard hit ball right to Kate Dahl at first. Kate did a fabulous job of fielding the ball. Now the ball gets by and Nokelby's going to stay at third. Of scooping that ball up, that was really hit hard. And Kate scooped it up nicely and ran to first. But her throw home wasn't in time. And Rant scores from third. Hessling trying to get Meyer out here. One ball, one strike to Greta Meyer, the second baseman. And there's a ground ball right in front of the plate. Hessling fields it, throws to first. And oh, it goes off Kate's glove. And Nokelby is going to score easy from third base. And got to get an air there. Hessling fielded through the Kate and just didn't make the catch. So Meyer is safe at first. Here's Colby. Swings that one and fouls it over to the backstop. Jasmine Colby, center fielder at the plate. She's got a very dirty uniform. Her mother is going to have to wash it tonight. Pitches high for a ball. Meyer at first base, and there is one out here in the fifth for McCray. Hessling's pitch popped up infield. Hessling, the pitcher, is going to call for it. Hessling calls everybody off and makes the catch for the second out. Madison Hansen playing shortstop for Dawson Boyd. Here's Layla Dolmeyer. And we got a train going by again. Boy, there's, can you hear it? Pitches high to Dolmeyer. Runner on first base. Train is awful close. Man, they run a lot of trains through Raymond. Here's Hessling's pitch. Swung on and missed. Nice fastball by Alley. Dolmeyer went after it. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. McCray leading 7-0. If you're just tuning in, we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. One ball, one strike. To Dolmeyer, swing and a miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Clint Schiller, the home plate umpire, says. Boy, there's hardly any wind right now. Ew, pitches behind her. And going down the second is Meyer. Two balls, two strikes to number 17, Layla Owen Dolmeyer. Comes a pitch from Hessling. Swing and a miss. Struck her out for the third out. Nice fastball there by Allie Hessling. But McCray comes up with two runs on one hit, one error, and one left on base. Score now, Matt McCray 7, Dawson Boyd 0. Blackjack's coming to bat here in the 6th. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Cambie. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Cambie. Sports also brought to you by the Heartland Eye Care Center with four convenient locations, Cambie, Dawson, Marshall, and Slayton. They offer complete family eye care along with contact lenses and more. That's the Heartland Eye Care Center of Cambie, Dawson, Marshall, and Slayton. Give them a call today. Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on, like the United Prairie Agency? Their agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top-flight service. United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on. And now's the time to stop in and update your coverage. That's United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building in Madison, or give them a call at 598-7541.
Here's Olivia Haas of the Blackjacks batting here in the top of the sixth inning. Blackjacks down 7-0 to McRae in the game number 2 here in Raymond, as the train just went by for the third or fourth time tonight. Olivia Haas batting. Olivia's walked and grounded out to third in her first two at-bats here in the game. Shuffman's pitch, swung on and missed. By Olivia, one ball, one strike to Haas, the senior. Haley Anderson on deck. Schaffman had the pitch. Change up, high for a ball. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks coming to the game with two wins, the big win over KMS. And there's a drive down the left field, and it is caught. Wow, this Mendoza out in left field is amazing. She is so fast. She really got over there. That was a well-hit ball by Olivia. But Mendoza is so fast and quick. She got over there quickly down the left field line. Here's Haley Anderson. So Haas gave that a drive. There's a strike called to Anderson. Like I sound like a broken record, but, you know, the Blackjacks, they hit the ball hard. They're just hitting at somebody. And a swing and a miss by Anderson. Haley got a base hit in the third inning. Blackjacks have 5 hits in the game, but have not pushed a runner across home plate yet. Pitches high. She swings at it. Goes out in the right field, and a running catch out there by Dolmeyer. My goodness. Nice running catch there by Addison Peterson. Excuse me, that was Addison Peterson, the right fielder, making the catch, running towards the right field line off the bat of Haley. Haley swung at that pitch overhead. Ooh, Allie Essling smoked that one. Town third base side again. Coach Kelly Winty had to get out of the way of that. You really got to be paying attention when you're in softball, because everyone's so close. Not like baseball. You got to be heads up. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. Two outs here at the top of the sixth. McRae leading 7-0. 0-2 count here to Allie Essling. Schaffman in her windup in the pitch. Swung on, fall back. Allie got a piece of that one. I mentioned her last time Allie was at the plate. She really has a sweet swing. All one motion. Here's the pitch. And she drills it out in the right center field, and it's going to go in the gap. Essling's on her way to second base. She's going to try for three. Here's the throw to third. Not in time. A triple for Allie Essling. Wow. Hit it in the gap, right center field, and Allie motored around the base. Here's Maddie Peterson, designated hitter. pops it up. Sky high pop-up out in left field, and guess who? Mendoza hauls it in for the third out. Well, like I say, Blackjacks are hitting the ball, and they're hitting it hard. They just can't, well, outside of Essling's gapper there. So the Blackjacks come up empty in the sixth, no runs. On one hit, a triple by Allie Essling. No errors, and they leave Essling on third. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth, and the Blackjacks down 7-0. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Raymond on this Monday night. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports as we're getting close to wrapping this game up. Game 2 between McCray and Dawson Boyd. The Wolverines leading 7-0. Wolverines batting here in the bottom of the 16th. And they're going to send up number six, Addison Peterson, who just made a nice running catch out in right field. And Mendoza will bat next, who made some nice defensive plays out in left field. Here's a pitch and a blooper to first. Kate Dahl fields it. It's fair and tags her. Tags her. Wait, no, they're going to say she's safe or out. She's out. The ball was right down the first base line. Base umpire's talking with the home plate umpire. She's out at first base, base umpire says. Kate Dahl picked the ball up, and Peterson ran by her, and Kate swung around, must have tagged her for the out. Nice job by Kate Dahl of the Blackjacks. One out here in the sixth. Home plate umpire and base umpire had to confer to see if there was a tag, and there was, the base umpire says. Mendoza at the plate. Number 9 batter bunts it. Essling fields it. Throws the first and gets the speedy Mendoza for out number 2. Go to the top of the order, and Lizzie Coonan batting. And swing and a miss for strike 1. I tell you, I'm impressed with Allie Essling. And Olivia Haas, some Blackjack pitchers. I mean, they bring it. Pitches high there to Coonan, who's having a phenomenal 2 games here. Allie Essling, we're in the bottom of the 6th. McCray leading 7-0, and there's 2 outs, and it's 2 balls, 1 strike to Lizzie Coonan. Essling delivers, popped up, shallow right field. Peterson come in. Oh, her son's in her eyes, and it drops right next to her. Now a throw to second, and she is out. Ooh, nice throw by Peterson from right field, and Madison Hansen puts the tag on her, on Coonan, trying to get to second base for the third out. Coonan hit it out to right field. Avery Peterson. You could tell the sudden she couldn't see it, and it dropped right by her. She picked it up and then threw a strike to second base, and Coonan was thrown out at second. So we're going to go to the top of the 7th inning. The Blackjacks need some runs. They're down 7-0. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
All right, well, the Blackjacks down 7-0. We're in the top of the seventh inning. They need 7 runs or 8 or more. And nice job by Schuffman, the pitching, a swing and a miss there for Dawson Boyd's Kate Dahl. It'll be Kate Dahl, Taylen Jorgensen, and Madeline Wente batting. First three batters for Dawson Boyd here in the seventh. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball out in the center field, just out of the reach of the shortstop, Gabby Rant. Base hit for Kate Dahl. That's the 1-2-4, sixth hit of the game for Dawson Boyd. Here's Taylen Jorgensen. Pitch from Schuffman, and ground ball foul down the third base dugout. Once again, we'll have baseball for you on Thursday from Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Big one, KMS in La Caparra Valley. KMS currently ranked number 3 in Class A. Schuffman's pitch to Taylen is high for a ball. Looks like the baseball game is over in the McCray Wolverine Baseball Field there. I'm not quite sure what the score was. Here it's 7-0. Swing and a miss by Taylen. Taylen Jorgensen at the plate. She's popped out to right and grounded out to second base. Schuffman is lined up in a long fly ball, deep center field. It's going to go all the way to the fence, over to center fielder's head. Here comes Kate Dahl around third. She's being sent home. The throw to the plate, not in time. And Kate Dahl scores, and the Blackjacks get on the board. Taylen Jorgensen rocked that one over the center fielder's head, Colby. Well hit over her head. And Jorgensen with an RBI double. And it's 7-1. There is nobody out. And here's Madeline Wente. She hits it. Line drive to the first. They catch it. And the first baseman, Notches, makes the catch for the first out. Wente swung at the first pitch and just a line drive right to the first baseman. And it's going to bring up number 7. She pops it up behind home plate. And Nokia makes the catch. Makes the catch for the out. That was Natalia Ritter batting. Swings at that first pitch, pops it out. Behind home plate, and Nokobe does a fine job there. Two outs. McCray out, one out away from sweeping the Blackjacks here. Here's the top of the order, McKaylee Wente. Number 19, McKaylee Wente batting. Jorgensen's on second base with her RBI double. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. We're in the seventh. 7-1, McCray. Blackjacks out, down to their last out. Here's the pitch. And a miss for a ball. Two balls, one strike to McKaylee Wente. Schuffman delivers. There's a shot out the second baseman, makes the catch. A running catch by the second baseman for the final out of the game. And the Blackjacks come out with no runs on two hits, no errors, and they leave Taylen Jorgensen at the second base. There's your final, 7-1. McCray beating Dawson Boyd tonight here in game two, and they beat him, well, I think the same score in game one, if I remember right. Yes, both games, 7-1. We'll take a break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.com. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your fire, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
West Branch Vineyard, owned by Traig and Sarah Wiesman. They serve Milner Heritage Winery, Rolling Forks Winery, and Grandview Valley Winery wines. Wine tastings, you get 4 1-ounce pours for $7. The West Branch Bloody Mary is an award-winning family recipe. They have pizzas, pretzels, cheese curds, and much more. Bring the family and friends out to West Branch Vineyard. They're located at 2496 160th Street, Dawson. Look them up on Facebook or check out their website at westbranchvineyard.com. That's West Branch Vineyard, owned by Traig and Sarah Wiesman. See you there.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome back to Raymond, everyone. Your final scores, identical scores, Game 1 and Game 2. McCray defeats Dawson Boyd 7-1 in Game 1 and 7-1 in Game 2. Line scores in Game 2, McCray 7 runs just on 5 hits, 2 errors, they left 4 on base. Dawson Boyd 1 run on 8 hits, they had 3 errors, and they left 6 on base. Like I said, the Blackjacks have been hitting the ball well. They just hit it at somebody or didn't get that timely hit. So that'll wrap up things here in Raymond. Our Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game in Game 2 is going to Gabby Rant with her inside the park home run. Gabby was on base all three times. She was 2-for-3 on the day. All right, our next broadcast comes Thursday in Madison. Lacrosse Baseball hosting KMS, 5 o'clock first pitch for that. And thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio for working the board, and thanks everybody for listening. Thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. And with that, the McCray Wolverines sweep the Blackjacks 7-1 and 7-1 tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Guestwine Motors, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimmel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludwigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.